It's all about determination. From Greene to Westchester counties, governments and businesses have been relentless in their drive to turn the sour economy on its head. Some communities have made great strides while others continue to struggle. Ron Marquette chairs the Ulster County Development Corporation Board of Directors. He explains the business climate has always been a challenge.
We believe that we're moving toward a new phase now where things will begin to open up, and the Ulster County Development Corporation, UCDC, works in collaboration with the County Executive's Office and with the County Legislature and with the IDA. We're putting together any kind of leads that we can. Right now, I think we're concentrating as much on retention of jobs as we are on attraction of jobs.
Things are also beginning to open up for several other counties. The Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation, HVEDC, has just announced a new partnership with Hudson River Ventures, LLC, a small investment fund that is pledging to extend capital to businesses from Dutchess to Westchester. HVEDC President and CEO, Mike Oates.
We're absolutely thrilled to be partnering with Sean Eldridge and the Hudson River Ventures. Corporate executives in the region have been telling us that access to capital is one of the most critical issues that they're facing as they try to grow their businesses. Sean and Hudson River Ventures will be bringing needed capital not only to targeted industry clusters here in our region, but they'll also be providing business expertise that will help grow those companies into the future. We believe this is the beginning of a road for great economic opportunities in the Hudson Valley region.
The Orange County city of Newburgh has long suffered a lack of jobs. Thursday afternoon, people lined up outside the mayor's office to demand jobs. They took issue with Mayor Judy Kennedy's role in tabling a $75,000 proposal to fund Phase 2 of the Newburgh Builds Newburgh program, which would connect unemployed locals with city-funded projects. Ray Liner is an organizer with Community Voices Heard. She says Newburgh's jobs program is badly needed.
The sooner things move forward, the better things have the potential to be, because when you're talking about something like we've been talking about it for the past 4 years, you know, folks want to see something at this point. This is the opportunity for the city to really begin to get into some of the issues that they have as so far as not being able to provide this kind of program because they just don't have the capacity to do it in-house. And be able to bridge those gaps in the workforce development and matching people who have the training with jobs that are going to be coming in as the city begins to put out contracts through their community block development grant budget for redevelopment of the neighborhood and in specific in census tracts. I believe it's 4 and 5 is where we are, which is the highest rate of poverty in the city of Newburgh.
The mayor's office did not return calls for comment in time for broadcast. The Mid-Hudson Valley area usually averages around 2,200 job postings a week. Dan Moran of career transition management firm NextAct says the region's numbers have softened in recent weeks.
There's a general concern in the entire region that the job market has slowed down considerably. And that definitely have an impact on people's thoughts about the economic recovery.
Well, Dan, in your opinion, what's slowing things down?
I think it's just a lack of employer confidence and the business owners ready to invest extra money in bringing on new people. Not sure what's happening with the economy yet. The employer market's pretty fickle. When they get the sign that things are not going well, or there was a hiccup in the market, which we did see over the past month and the stock exchange, they tend to hold back, and we're seeing that right now.
Moran points out that just to the south, Metro New York City has been languishing as of late, with the overall job market being down some 40% to 50%. To job seekers, he says, don't get hung up on the numbers. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.